Well, thank you so much for joining us. My name is Todd Christopher. I'm the Public Affairs Director for WRVM. You're listening to Issues in Focus. Well, last Sunday was National Grandparents Day, and because we love our grandparents, the older generation, the senior citizens in our life, our topic today is how to protect them from financial scams. And our guest today is Michelle Reinen. She's from the Wisconsin Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. Michelle, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Why don't we start here, Michelle? Give us examples of the different types of scams that are out there and the different types of technology that's actually used today. It's not just by phone, right?
No, absolutely not. Phone is one technology that's used, that unsolicited contact or maybe that unsolicited text message. But we also see scams taking place by email, on social media, through fake websites. But the variations in scams are anything from the big imposter scams where a government entity is being impersonated by a scammer, whether that be at the local, state, or federal level, or the big well-known companies or payment methods. So you might see your bank impersonated or maybe a well-known online platform that's used, and you'll receive notifications from them. We see tech support scams. The population we're talking about today, what we call the friends and family scam or the grandparent scam, that often takes place by phone. So there's so many that we could choose from. I mean, we're coming into the holiday season. We're going to have to watch for charity scams as well.
Something I thought of, too, as you're talking, we really want to be careful what type of information and who we're giving it to, like our Social Security phone number or address, things like that.
Absolutely. That's not information we just hand out. Yeah, if you receive a phone call, a text message, any kind of email message where they ask you to do a verification, click this link and verify this because your account's in jeopardy, or I need to confirm this information in order for us to process your application, or a Medicare scam where they're saying there's a new card that we need to issue you, but first you have to verify this.
Right.
That's a no. We hold on to our information. We don't use those unsolicited, out-of-the-blue contacts as the means of transmitting that information.
So something I wanted to bring up, too, and we had talked about this briefly. We know the AI is coming to the forefront in our culture today. I understand that that is also now being used.
It is. A couple areas we're watching it is in the romance scam and the grandparent scam, which are specifically targeting older populations. But we're seeing voice cloning technology be used, where the scammers are taking audio clips off of social media of family members to create an entire conversation with our grandparents or our older family members and impersonating that family member. And, and they're able to completely interact because of the technology. And it's very difficult to spot, especially in the moment. And we really encourage families to talk about this and set up a family passcode. So if a family member really does have an emergency and has to reach someone by phone, you can go through that family passcode to verify that you really are talking to that loved one as opposed to talking to a scammer through voice cloning technology.
Yeah. So maybe a grandparent or a family member has fallen for a scam. Is there any recourse for them at this point?
Well, there can be. It's going to depend on what the scam is and what information was released. So let's say that a consumer has fallen victim and given their bank account information. Well, the first step is going to be to contact the bank to see if the damage can be stopped and then if they can trace anything for recovery, as well as reporting it to law enforcement and consumer protection.
Yeah.
Because if there is somebody at the other end of this that we can get in contact with or identify through this scam web, there may be some law enforcement actions that can be taken that could also result in recovery.
We've been talking to Michelle Reinen. She is from the Wisconsin Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. Michelle, really want to thank you for your time and really at least enlightening our listeners, getting that word out about scams and helping us protect our loved ones and senior citizens.
Well, thank you for the time. If anyone has any questions or wants to check on something, please contact the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Consumer Protection Hotline. You can reach us at 1-800-422-7128 or go to our website at datcp.wi.gov.
And I'm Todd Christopher. You've been listening to Issues in Focus, issues that matter to you.